You know, it's summertime when the superintendent is wearing a polo and not a shirt and tie today. And Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio. Superintendent, good morning. How are you today?
Doing well, dude. Thank you.
I appreciate your time. The monthly report from LCSD number 2, of course, in the summer season. But that doesn't mean it's not busy for the school districts. Always a lot going on, especially for the custodial maintenance staff in the district, right?
Yeah, we very much appreciate our custodians and maintenance folks and our mechanics. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes to be ready to roll August 18th for teachers and then students a couple days later. So it's right around the corner.
What are some of the big projects happening this summer as far as maintenance goes?
Well, with maintenance, there's obviously down at Star Valley High, there's a lot of things going on with painting the scoreboard on the football field to but a big one that's taking place this next week is redoing the gym floors. So got a crew coming in from Casper, I believe, and they'll be here and get those floors ready for volleyball and basketball.
Yeah, a lot of long hours. You mentioned the crew coming in from Casper, but that doesn't mean the local guys aren't putting in their time too, right?
Oh, no,
a lot of time.
You're exactly right, Duke, and we very much appreciate our custodians. They deep clean every square foot of all 9 campuses, plus the district office, and they do a great job. They work extremely hard in the summer, our maintenance and mechanics as well. The old yellers are getting a lot of work done right now, and a lot of tickets closed out, and the buses will be ready to roll as well.
So. Perfect. Well, if they need any spare time work, you send them down here to SVI. We'll find a project or two for them here.
Okay, too. That'd be great.
Superintendent Erickson on the weekday wake up this morning. One of the big announcements recently was the addition of middle school soccer at Star Valley Middle School.
So, Duke, we're really excited about that, and we appreciate Mr. Jake Rich from Star Valley Middle School as the assistant principal and athletic director, but this has been in the works and been a topic conversation for the last few years, and there's a lot of interest in soccer, obviously. So Mr. Rich presented to the board this month, and he'll be back again in July as an action item for approval. But we're going to team up with Rollins, Green River, Rock Springs, and Evanston and run both 7th and 8th grade girls and boys soccer starting spring of 2026. So again, hats off to Mr. Rich and all the great work that he's doing behind the scenes to provide great opportunities for our kids.
And it sounds like it's going to be kind of a jamboree format, right? So they'll kind of all meet in one location and play a whole bunch of matches at one time.
That's my understanding, mainly because of facilities. So when the varsities are on the road, for example, you know, when the Lady Braves and Braves are on the road, then Mr. Rich would obviously host a jamboree style here. And again, those teams, Rollins, Green River, Rock Springs, and Evanston would be here, and they'd play on the fields at the high school. So,
well, I happened to see Coach Spencer, the varsity coach at the high school for the boys, and he was quite excited about this just because of the benefit of the program overall. And you get these kids started in competitive play at middle school level, and it's only going to help going forward, right? So
you're right. It makes a lot of sense. I believe that soccer is the only thing that's missing at the junior high or middle school setting that doesn't provide a feeder program. So, and we've had the Star Valley Soccer Club, Kyle Roniger and folks the last few years, and they've done a great job as well. But it's time to take the next step.
Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning with his monthly report from LCSD number 2. This time of year, you start talking recalibration as well within the district. Tell us what that's all about.
Okay, so that's a great question. Every 5 years, the state of Wyoming goes through a school finance recalibration process. So we've been heavily involved. Obviously, there's the lawsuit that's out there between WEA and 8 school districts, as well as the state, and the judge out of Cheyenne ruled, obviously, on 6 major components in favor of the school districts. And then there was a recent lawsuit filed, I believe, within the last 2 weeks by WEA, Wyoming Education Association, on the new voucher. Homeschooling and voucher system. So we're participating in the recalibration process, and the consultants that the state's hired is looking at all of the components of the funding model. So hopefully by 2026 legislative session, they'll have a recommendation and we'll be ready to move forward. But public schools are a big deal, and we obviously believe in them and believe that we have a great product and we have fantastic teachers and staff and good families. So I believe that families get good bang for their buck. We have to keep in mind that Duke, we're dealing with their two most precious commodities of families, and that's their kids and their tax dollars. So we try to be good stewards of both when we have opportunities to provide education to kids, whether it's in the classroom or other opportunities. So again, we recalibrate, the state recalibrates every 5 years. So we're in the middle of that process right now.
Okay. So when you, obviously you outlined really well there kind of what the implications are and what it's used for. And so maybe give us a couple of points when you go through this recalibration process, what are a few things that are looked at specifically?
So this time the major components that are being looked at are obviously professional salaries and support salaries. I could spend all day talking about this, but right now the state funds a certified teacher at the tune of about $42,000 a year. Well, you simply cannot, you know, the market is way higher than that. Our base is $63,000. So obviously there's a $20,000+ gap there. So we get our funding in a block grant, and then we're allowed to make local decisions. So we appreciate our school board and business office. Excuse me, got a frog in my throat this morning, Duke. But anyway, and then some other major things when it comes to recalibration are facilities, and as well as looking at food service. There's a bunch of different components. It's sure. It's pretty hard to summarize in just a few minutes, but big process and health insurance, those types of things. So,
Superintendent Matt Erickson, Leakey County School District number 2 in studio this morning. Superintendent, appreciate the updates. As always, anything we missed you want to mention today?
We just hope families are staying safe and kids and getting a little sun and some fun memories made, and we'll be ready to go again here in 7 weeks with kids. So
sounds good. Superintendent Matt Erickson, it's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.